Hello and welcome to Gogo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Dr. Vishwajit Panja, and in this show, we are going to discuss about constructors and destructors in C++. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my Gogo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question or comment box below. All right. Let's get started. Now, what is a constructor in C++? A constructor is used when we are writing a class, and it is used for initialization of an object. That means if we have a class A and we are creating an object B from class A, the constructor is the first thing the object would be used. So that means it's for initializing the data members. Now the constructor needs to have a same name as a class name. So if we have a class A, the constructor has to have a name A as well. Constructor is similar to writing a member function, okay, or implementing a member function. A constructor may or may not have parameters. So when we are writing a constructor, we can use the class name, then scope resolution operator, and the constructor name. In that way, we don't get confused whether this constructor is coming from that particular class or not. Now, constructor is the first thing we have in a class. And also, when an object is created, that is the first thing which is called. So that is used mainly for initialization of the data members. Now, why do we need constructor? The reason we need constructor is because we do not have access to data members. So in order to initialize the data members, and then those data members are used in the other member functions. Now, do we have to write a constructor all the time in a particular class? It is not mandatory to write a constructor when we are writing a class. Now, if we do not write a constructor, then a default constructor is provided by the compiler while it's compiling and then running. So that means it is not necessary to have a constructor all the time written by a programmer, but It's written anyway by the compiler, but it is always a good idea to have a constructor, because in that way, if somebody is reading my code or somebody is modifying my code, they know that I did not forget to write a constructor. So they know that I intended to write the constructor. Now, when we are having a constructor with parameters, let's say constructor A, which is written for class A, has parameters X and Y. When we are creating an object, then we need to provide the values for those parameters, like the actual parameters. So that means similar to a function call. So we have the object name, and then within parentheses, we need to provide the actual parameter like we do when we do a function call. Now, can we have more than one constructors in a class? Yes, we can have more than one constructor. Okay, so, but all the constructors need to have the same name. So if the class name is class A, then all the constructor have to be A as well. So the default constructor is without parameters, and then we can have the constructors with certain parameters in it. But we have to make sure that when we are creating the object, we need to use the proper constructor in order to initialize certain values. So if you are trying to create an object without any parameters in it, then the default constructor without any parameters would be called first. If we are having having an object with two parameters in it, then the constructor which is there in the class with two parameters would be called first. So again, the constructors are mainly for initializing the data members. And most of the time when we are writing a class, the data members are kept private so that they cannot be changed by an object or other classes. But those data members which are private are accessible inside the class or in the member functions. So in a class, we have private data member and public member functions. So the reason we have public member functions is because so that when we created an object and then we can call the member functions, though we do not have access to the private data members, but we do have access to the public member functions. And through the public member functions, eventually we can get into the private data members. We cannot change anything, but we can get the value or use the data members through the member functions. So it is always a good idea to have a constructor or have more than one constructors in a particular class. Now let's talk about the destructor. So constructor is for initialization of the class. Now destructor is for destroying the class, or it is, so as I said, the destructor is opposite to the constructor. A destructor is used to free up the memory used in the heap or in the RAM. Okay, so most of the time a destructor is used to avoid memory leak, which was used by an array for through dynamic memory allocation. So if we create an array through dynamic memory allocation or allocate memory through dynamic memory allocation, then using a destructor helps to free up the memory. So the way a destructor is written is using the same as the class name, like we did for the constructor, but we need to use a tilde sign before the destructor name. So if we have a class A, then the constructor name would be A, and then the destructor name would be tilde A, of course with the open and close parenthesis for both constructor and destructor. The destructor function cannot pass parameters, but in constructor we could pass parameters as we have discussed, and it has no return type. So that means the client does not call it. But when we are using a constructor and create an object, okay, that is called first. So the destructor function prototype for the array class would be tilde array open parenthesis close parenthesis. So again, if the class name is array and then we have a constructor array open parenthesis close parenthesis, but the destructor would be tilde array open parenthesis close parenthesis, and destructor does not take any parameter. Now when we are implementing a destructor for the array class, since the memory is allocated dynamically for the array, the destructor of the array class will have delete open bracket close bracket and then let's say variable elements. So that means when we are using a destructor for array class, we do not want the memory leak to happen. We want to free the resources, free the memory. So what we do is we delete the array. So it's a delete open bracket close bracket and then the elements. So putting a destructor is always a good practice, because in that way we do not reserve some memory which is unused or which may not be accessible. So for example, if we have a pointer through a dynamic memory allocation which is pointing to an array, the array is deleted but the pointer is still there, so that's a dangling pointer. That pointer is not or the memory is not usable through the pointer because the memory is gone. So that was just an example to give you an idea about the memory allocation. And then if we delete it, then what happens? So what are the best ways to call destructor? Here are some of the ideas. When an object is declared locally within a function and then end of the function is reached, then we call it destructor. So when we reach to the end of the function, destructor is called. Now when an object is declared within a block of code and execution leaves the block, calling it destructor is a good idea. Another example would be at the end of the program execution. So that means we should call the destructors whenever we do not want that memory to stay allocated. Okay, so if we leave a function call, we don't want that function to leave the memory after we leave the function. So in that case, we call the destructor and free up the memory, free up the resources. So in this radio show, again, we are discussing the constructors and the destructors. So again, the constructors are important because help in initialization of an object, and the constructors can have parameters, but the destructors cannot have parameters, and destructors are used to free up the resources, free up the memory. Most of the time, explicit destructors are used when dynamic memory allocation is used, either for allocating memories or allocating memory for an array or creating array dynamically. So in that case, we don't want that memory to stay unused and memory leak to be occurred. So we don't want memory leak, and we free up the resources. And similarly, we don't want our pointers to be dangling, so we free up the resources, free the pointer as well. So both constructors and destructors are important, and providing them explicitly in a class, in a program, in function is always a good idea. So we should have the constructors, though we do not want to provide the parameters, still we should provide a constructor with no parameters in it. And again, just a reminder that both constructor and destructor need to have same name as the class name. Okay, so if you are using an array class, so the constructor name needs to have array, open parenthesis, close parenthesis, and if there is any parameter as well. And the destructor would be tilde array, open parenthesis, and close parenthesis. So syntax-wise, the difference between the constructor and destructor is in destructor, we have a tilde sign before the name of the destructor. And in constructor, we do not use the tilde sign. And again, destructor does not take any parameters, and it does not have any return types. So, I hope you enjoyed today's presentations. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the Gogo Radio Archive for Vishwajit Panja. If there is a show you would like me to do, please send me an email and let me know. Now, thanks for your time today, and remember to tune into Gogo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. Thank you.